we are missing out on some things God wants to do for us because we don't want to associate too closely with Him.
But Dr. Tony Evans says identifying with Jesus Christ and living according to His principles produces extraordinary benefits.
When you decide to operate by that value system, heaven becomes yours while you're on earth because your reward shall be great.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Everybody wants to be liked, but today Dr. Evans explains that popularity comes with a price, and it's steeper than you might think. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5 as he begins.
The word persecution, the Greek word, means to be harassed. Anybody ever been harassed? It meant to be treated in an evil, negative manner. It includes insults, abuse, vicious speech, and as recorded here, false accusations. He pronounces a blessing to people who are persecuted. But his blessing is not merely tied to the fact that you were persecuted, but why were you persecuted? He says this blessing goes to those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. He says it another way at the end of verse 3, you're persecuted because of me. So he's not talking about persecution because you're wrong. Persecution is your fault. He's talking about persecution because you chose to do the right thing. Righteousness. Persecution tied to the fact that you were living out the values of the kingdom of God. And you were associated with Jesus Christ in living out those values. And therefore, negative repercussions have come upon you because you have chosen to adhere to that value system called righteousness as opposed to evil, and you have chosen to not disassociate yourself with Jesus Christ because of me. 2 Timothy 3:12 says it this way, all those who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Let me read that again. All those who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. If you're not being persecuted, it's because you're not living godly. Which means if you're going month after month and year after year, and there are no negative repercussions that ever come upon you because of your faith, then your faith has not been clearly demonstrated. You are a secret agent Christian. A spiritual CIA representative. You are a covert operative. Because there have been no repercussions to your faith. To put it another way, if you were accused of being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? Or would you be found innocent of all charges? Because the demonstration of the kingdom's value system, righteousness, and association with Jesus Christ because of me has not been clearly demonstrated. When you and I decide to be clearly Christian, visibly Christian, not because we're spewing Bible verses or sounding holier than thou, but because the value systems of the kingdom of God are our value systems in how we function, you don't have to try to be a problem, you're gonna be a problem. That's why Paul says to the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians 3:3-4, he says, I kept telling you, I don't know why y'all surprised, I kept telling you that if you represent Christ, you're gonna have a problem. And if you're not having a problem ever, you're not representing Christ. Okay, I'll tell you that now. If you're not ever having insult, rejection, lies told on you, losses that accrue to the fact of your value system and your identification with Jesus Christ, it is because Christ has been dimmed in your witness. We have not manifested who who he is. You say, well, wait a minute. If it's negatives associated with my value system, because I keep the standard high, how is that a blessing? He calls it a blessing. He calls it a twice blessing. In fact, he not only calls it a blessing, look what he does in verse 12. He says, rejoice and be glad. Get your praise on. He says, when they're talking about you, get your praise on. He says, when they're lying on you, be happy about it. He says, when they're making fun of you, be glad. He says, when they just messing over you, you didn't get the promotion, you didn't get the raise because you were unwilling to compromise your value system. He says, smile about it. But how can I smile when I got all these negative things going on? He gives you two reasons. He says the first thing that you ought to smile about at the end of verse 10 is that theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, what does that mean? We saw that in the first beatitude in verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. What that means is the people who, because of the value system and identification with Christ, who have negative repercussions to come upon them, will get to see heaven overrule earth. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Instead of being the kingdom of earth where men rule, you'll get to see the kingdom of heaven where God rules. A kingdom has a king. God is the king of heaven. You live on earth. You see, when folk lie on you, insult you, make fun of you, keep you from getting ahead, that's the kingdom of men ruling. That's people having their way with you. That society seeking to demonstrate we can control your future, your destiny, your progress, and your productivity because we're in charge. We're the managers. We're the supervisors. And if you hold on to that value system, you're not going to get anywhere. That is what the kingdom of men say. But he says to those who are persecuted because of the value system and their identification with me, they get to see another kingdom operate. You get to see the supernatural invade the natural. You get to see heaven invade history. You get to see eternity invade earth. You get to see what God looks like when he shows out on your behalf. See, the reason why a lot of us have never seen God overrule anything is we've never had a situation where earth looked like it was ruling and heaven needed to overrule because of the negative repercussions we were receiving by identifying with the value system of the kingdom of God, righteousness, and the person of Jesus Christ because of me. So we don't get to see heaven overrule. But I want to tell you, it's nothing like seeing man look like he got the last word and then watching heaven overrule what looks like man was calling the shots about. But you will never see it if there's no persecution, and there will never be persecution unless there is identification. If you don't identify with the values and with the person, therefore you don't have the persecution, you'll never see the kingdom of heaven overrule the kingdom of men. Have you ever seen a person who's driving in two lanes? You know, these lines that go down the street are designed to keep you in your lane. But if you're driving down in both lanes, you're a confused driver. You're supposed to be on one side or you're supposed to be on the other side. You're not supposed to be hogging two lanes. See, a lot of Christians want both lanes. See, they want to drive on Jesus' side, but then they want to drive on the world's side so they can have both lanes. The problem has a word about two-lane drivers. God says in 1 John chapter 2, any man who loves the world, loves the things in the world, he cannot have the Father. He loses the love of the Father. You cannot have both lanes. You can choose the value system of God's kingdom and the value system of Jesus Christ, or you can choose the value system of the world. What you can't choose is both lanes, because God rejects a double lane. You have to choose his lane, and yes, there will be critique and criticism for being in his lane, but you'll also see heaven rule in history. That's why he can say, rejoice and be glad. That's good news. That's why in the book of Acts, when they got persecuted, they said they rejoiced that they were worthy to be considered to suffer for their identification with Jesus Christ. Be glad, because that means heaven just got on your side. You know why many of us are so miserable? Because just earth is on our side. And there has been no heavenly investment. Eternity doesn't feel obligated to enter history, because they know we don't want that identification. We just want to, you know, we want to look religious. We want to say we go to church. We want to have a spiritual conversation. You know, I'm blessed, you know, highly favored. We want to use the terminology, but we don't want to operate by the value system. And only the value system produces the persecution, not platitudes. So he says, first of all, yours is the kingdom of heaven. Then he says, secondly of all, rejoice and be glad, verse 12, for your reward in heaven is great, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Now he brings up eternal rewards. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven, that's earth, when heaven overrules earth. But now he says, you not only get a reward in heaven, you get a great reward. In other words, God is going to make a big deal about people who are not ashamed to be identified with him. You know, it's amazing today the things people aren't ashamed of. People can use any kind of language and tell you, don't tell them how to talk. People can live any kind of lifestyle and tell you, don't tell them how to live. And they're not ashamed. They let you know, this is how they talk, this is how I live, this is what I do, this is my truth. You know, that's a big phrase now. I know my truth. It's my truth. It's good enough for me. They're not ashamed. Well, now, if they get the right not to be ashamed of where they are, don't we have the right not to be ashamed of where we are? He says God will make a big deal, and then he makes a comparison. He says, like the prophets. Now, the prophets are a classic group, because the prophets are the one whom God entrusted his message to. They were the faithful ones who God could depend on to deliver his truth and be willing to accept the repercussions of the message. They could be banked on. And God says, you know, that's my classic group. That's my favorite group. And when you're willing to be identified with me, you become part of this classic group. You become part of this significant group, and that group is going to get a lot of props in heaven. So you get earth and heaven. When you decide to operate by that value system, heaven becomes yours while you're on earth, and then more of heaven becomes yours, because your reward shall be great. Because you are willing to associate. You are not ashamed. So, if you're going on and on and on and on and on and on, and there's never any insults, rejection, because your value system isn't any different than anybody else's, then what Jesus said would be true is true. He says, if you're ashamed of me, I will be ashamed of you. I won't want to associate with you either. How can you not associate with somebody who paid the price that Christ paid for our eternal destiny?
Of course, some of us are trying to have it both ways. And Dr. Evans will talk about the results of that attitude when he continues our message in just a moment. First, though, I want to let you know that Tony's latest book, Kingdom Values, explores more deeply the topic he's been bringing to us today. In it, he examines the character traits Jesus teaches to help keep us immune from selfishness, arrogance, anger, and pessimism. You learn to develop the kind of character you need to experience the peace, purpose, and blessings God intended for you all along. We want you to have a copy of Kingdom Values as our gift. All we ask is that you make a donation to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. Your contributions are the only way we can continue our outreach on radio and TV and our work with pastors, their families, and local congregations. When you contact us, let us know you can help, and we'll send you the book along with all 8 lessons in Tony's powerful audio series, Returning to the Truth. This is the final day for this special double offer, so visit us right away at tonyevans.org for details, or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, Tony will come back with more of today's lesson after this.
Impactful, amazing, intense, thought-provoking. That's how just a few students describe their experience since enrolling in the Tony Evans Training Center. The best part is, the Training Center is wherever you and your online connection are. Going beyond a Sunday sermon, these compelling Bible study courses take a much deeper look at Scripture, the Bible's writers, social issues of today, and so much more. Log on today to learn more at TonyEvansTraining.org. TonyEvansTraining.org. Explore the kingdom anytime, anywhere.
The Bible says of Moses in Hebrews 11, 26, it says of Moses, he was willing to suffer with the people of God, anticipating his reward. He knew this suffering was not going to be a waste of time, both on earth when God intervened for him and in eternity. In fact, God really intervened for Moses because Moses got restored on earth, and then he got brought back from the dead 1,500 years later on the Mount of Transfiguration. I mean, great was his reward. We are missing out on some things God wants to do for us because we don't want to associate too closely with him. On church, I'll associate with him. Out in the world, I don't want to look weird. Well, you don't have to be weird to look weird. All you have to do is operate by a different value system, and they will decide for you. You are weird. Or as the Bible calls it, peculiar. Unlike everybody else. I love the story. Nebuchadnezzar comes out with a law in Daniel chapter 3. And Nebuchadnezzar's law says, we're going to build a god and everybody must bow. Everybody. When you hear the bugle blow and the trumpet sound, everybody goes down and recognizes this god. Me. The 3 Hebrew boys said, King, we'll work for you. We'll do a good job for you. We'll do overtime. But what we won't do is bow. We can't do that because our allegiance is to the true God. So we'll do all this stuff for you, but don't ask us to bow because we can't do that. Nebuchadnezzar said, no, you don't seem to understand. When I say bow, you bow. Because I hired you and I can fire you, and I do mean fire. If you don't bow, you're going to lose everything. Because I run this show. This is my show. And I said you bow. 3 Hebrew boys said, King, with all due respect. Because they said, oh, King, all due respect, we don't bow. We do whatever else you want. But our value system won't allow us to bow. Nebuchadnezzar says, okay, let me explain something. If you don't bow, you're going to burn. And what God is there who will deliver you out of my hands? Who do you know that can overrule me? Because you're in trouble now. King, since you asked the question, which God can deliver us out of your hand? Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us out of your hand. Now, I like what they said. Our God whom we serve, not our God who we're going to start serving right now because we're in trouble. This wasn't our God who we're going to go and talk, pray about at Wednesday night prayer meeting because you just came down with this pink slip. No, the God who we've been serving all the time, who got us a job in the first place, that God is more than able to handle this problematic, persecuting situation that you just put us in. You got this fire that's ready to burn us, but we figure any God who can open up the Red Sea can get some water to douse this fire. So our God, whom we serve, is more than able to deliver us. But even if he does not, Even if it says, yeah, I want your salary to go down. I want you to lose your job. I want them not to include you. I want them to reject you. Even if it doesn't work out, be it known unto you, O King, this day, we will not bow to the God that you have erected, because that messes with our value system. The Bible says Nebuchadnezzar got hot. And he told his men to turn up the heat in the fiery furnace. It says they turned up the heat so much that the men who threw them in the fiery furnace burned to death, throwing them in because the fire had been heated so hot. It says they tied up their hands, they tied up their feet, and threw them into the fire bound. Nebuchadnezzar came to the glass so that he could look down to watch these three Hebrew boys burn because they would not bow, because they would not change their value system. He came to see what the power of man could do in teaching these rebellious boys that when this company tells you what to do, you better do it because we control your destiny. But the Bible says, when Nebuchadnezzar looked down into the fire, he said, wait a minute, wait a minute. Didn't we put in three people in this fire? Well, yeah, King, we put in three people. Well, how come I'm looking at four right now down in this fire? I see Meshach. I see Shadrach. I see Abednego. But there's this fourth dude in the fire, acting like he's the son of God. Where did this fourth person come from? The Bible says that they threw him in with their hands bound and their feet bound. But when Nebuchadnezzar looked down into the fire, it says the boys were walking around the fire with nothing on their hands and nothing on their feet. They were in the fire and still free. They were in the fire and still delivered. Why? Because when God doesn't bring you out, he steps and joins in with you when you're going through that persecution and hard time. Nebuchadnezzar said, open up the door. And when they did, the three Hebrew boys came out with not a scorch on them. Nebuchadnezzar rehired them and said, let it be known that there's no other God except the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They took their stand and wound up getting a promotion. Be identified so you can see heaven intervene on earth.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about the importance of standing up for our faith regardless of the consequences. If you'd like to get a copy of the full-length version of this message, including material we didn't have time to present on the air, it's available on CD or as a downloadable MP3. The title you want is Blessed Are the Spiritually Persecuted. Now, if you'd like to dig even deeper into studying all the Beatitudes, I encourage you to get a copy of Tony's newest book, Kingdom Values. In it, he explores the biblical virtues found in Christ's teachings, helping you to live out those values in your own life. As I mentioned earlier, we're bundling this book in a special package along with all 8 full-length messages from his Returning to the Truth audio collection. And they're all yours with our thanks when you make a donation to help us keep bringing you Tony's teaching each day. This is the last day to take advantage of this special double offer, so visit us right away at tonyevans.org or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222, where a friendly team member is ready to help you. Again, that's tonyevans.org, or by phone, 1-800-800-3222. Well, coming up tomorrow, no one goes out looking for trouble. But when trouble finds you, Dr. Evans says God may be about to do a miracle. Be sure to join him as he delivers the first in a series of messages teaching us how to live above our circumstances. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative, and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.